Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is up, friends? Just watched another horrific Lions loss. Oh my God, come on. Oh, it was so bad. The coach started crying. Like Dan Campbell, I feel for this guy. I mean, seriously, man, somebody needs to do a well check on this dude. Five losses to start the season, and he's already crying. Holy shit. God, I seriously, man, I don't even want to make fun of him because this is like fucking horrible. All right. I've got the Lost Zane recordings free view for you. Okay. This is back from the radio days. I release all of the shows I did on the radio on WBVL when it was my own show in the order that they happen. And I release them twice a week. It's an audio time capsule. I provide 15 plus hours of material on my Patreon every single week. The shows include those Lost Zane recordings. That adds up to about 6 hours of the time right there. But of course, the daily Patreon bonus podcast, which is an extension of my free one, for about another 40 minutes of more podcasting glory. Okay, so it's a good accompaniment to the free one that I post each and every day as well. You have Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia on Tuesdays. You've got the Insane Asylum, my two-hour music-driven radio show for Northern Michigan's Q100. And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'm encouraging you to dump your radio, all right? You know, sometimes even when you're listening to podcasts like mine, you're like, oh, man, I got to go find another show to listen to. I really like listening to shows like this. Here you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recording.
And welcome in. That's when she called my eye. The Eric Zane Show inside of the MapesJet.com Bankruptcy Studios. Show number 108. The 15th of September. Weather today would be a chill in the air right now, man. It's 54 right now, not like freezing, but it gives us a sense that, oh boy, it won't be long now. High today of around 75, and it should be a nice, pleasant day with plenty of sunshine. Weekend. Tomorrow, sun and a few clouds. Saturday, chance of rain through a couple points during the day. Not the end of the world. Like I said, 54 outside right now. In the MapesJet.com Bankruptcy Studios. Thanks for joining us. Emails into the show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. That's important for Dear Meathead. A little later on, way late in the show, Dad likes to sleep in. We'll get into that in just a second. So welcome in, Julius. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How's it going?
Not bad.
It is getting a little chilly.
Starting to feel it. Doan is here. Hey, Doan.
Hey, guys.
So, Julius, yesterday on the show, off the air, actually, we put a phone call into my dad to make sure that we were all on the same page for when we talked to him and then later on in the show. And
he didn't believe people liked it.
He's having a tough time coming to grips with the fact. You go, well, you know, people like this. I go, well, it's fun. And he cannot believe that. Now, when I was talking with him, when you were in the room with me, Julius, we talked about a lot of things. We've got a family member who's under the weather, and he didn't know about that. And I explained it to him, and I got him up to speed, and we talked at length about a few things. Probably, what, maybe 5 minutes we were on the
phone?
5-10 minutes,
yeah.
Yeah. And he said hi to you, and it was fine.
I believe he was like, who's Julius?
Right. Yeah, he did. He actually said, who is that? I go, well, that's the other... That's the other person who's on the show with me, Dad, when we talked to you. Okay, yeah, right, guy. Yeah, I remember now.
He didn't remember.
So, well, it's funny you mention about his memory because in the evening, my phone rings. And so I pick it up. And my first thing is he's going to tell me, oh, I've got something going on, guy.
Can we do it at 10:20?
Can we maybe do can we maybe do Ask Meatball, as he likes to say, at 6 p.m.? No, Dad. But he didn't really say that. But I'd be like, no, Dad, show's on 6 to 10. Okay, guy.
Yeah, 6.
I pick up the phone. Hey, and what he did was he says to me, hey, did I talk to you today? And I go, what? And he goes, well, I've got news. What is it, Dad? And he proceeds to tell me.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what happened.
Everything that I told him in the conversation earlier. He starts telling me about the family member who's under the weather. He's breaking the news to me.
You might want to sit down for this one.
And I've gotten in the habit of not interrupting him and letting him tell me. So he spends significant time explaining to me about why the other family member is under the weather and goes into rich detail, you know, because
all
he's
the
got
details
all the details that I gave him when we spoke. The only thing he forgot was that he heard everything he's telling me from me. And
did you end up telling him
at the end of it? He goes, at the end of the thing of the talk, he goes, did you know all this? And I go, yep. Yeah, I did. Oh,
who told you?
And then he kind of did that. And then he goes, did you tell me all this? I go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Oh, God. Oh, boy. I don't know where my head is. Oh, I go, I try not to pick on him because I think he's starting to get it and feel bad. That's tough, man. When you if you start to think you're losing your marbles and I don't think he is. I just think he's 82. I mean, this is.
I was like, all right, I got to go now.
The radar sometimes is a little off. So, that's kind of how that conversation wound up. And I go, so we're still good for tomorrow. No, I said, okay, Dad, I'll talk to you tomorrow. He goes, okay, yeah. And I go, you know, I mean, when I say that, you know, I mean, I'll talk to you at about 9, a little after 9 when we do Dear Meathead. Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. I'll just check in, Dad. No problem. All right. And then he goes, thanks for calling. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't call you. You called me. It was a complete, it's just brain is frozen in time.
They record those conversations. Those are fun.
Oh, my gosh. So that was that. My gosh. Now, I wanted to throw this out there. We have 3 pair of Lions tickets again to give away. It's the last day that we will do this. We only have tomorrow, and then the Lions home opener hits as we are counting down the days to the Lions home opener against Tennessee on Sunday. So, you know, we try to do change it up, maybe different games during the day, sometimes new games. Today we actually have a new game that we are going to play, and we'll get into that a little later on. We will play Why Do You Deserve Lions Tickets. That's a game we've played before, but we didn't play it yesterday. And then we were stuck on what to do for that third pair of game, or that for that third pair of tickets, what game can we play? And we were struggling in here, and we didn't know what exactly to do. And then we kind of said, well, let's just go home, and then something will pop. And Julius had an idea. I had nothing. And then show contributor Mike Pellerito said, he just reached out. It's like almost like he read our minds. And he's like,
we realized how weak the games were yesterday. And I was like, they need some help.
And he's, yeah, maybe that's what he did. He says, hey, how about this? I'm going to send you some audio clips of famous Lions and people have to identify them. Now he sent me like 20 and I don't need quite that many. And, I shortened them way up. So he's going to hear that you know, the 3 hours of work he put in, he probably only had to put in like 20 minutes of work. But you know him. He always does. He always does so much more. And he does this all because he likes it. He doesn't get paid or anything. He's just a really cool guy who wants the show to succeed. So what he did, what I have here, is a montage of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 clips involving famous lions. And I'm going to play them. It's only 34 seconds. And I'm going to play them now and in the next break. And then in the third break of this hour, we kind of pack it all in during this first hour. You have to identify those in order. Sound good? Does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Okay. So what I'm telling you right now is if you're at home listening or you have the ability to write things down.
Might want to start doing that.
Get ready because this is only going to play limited times to before we start taking calls. And the first person who nails it wins the tickets. Now, we don't want you to call now. We want you to just listen to it and think about it and try to pay attention and write it down. So I'm going to play this 34-second clip right now of the Lions and try to jot them down as best you can. Okay, here we go. And I'll play this more than once. Like I said, play it once here, play it in the next break, and then we'll go from there.
You are my son and the one true king.
Didn't seem as though after the first three quarters you were going to have a chance at 2,000.
Well, we've developed into a really patient offense.
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you?
Ball is placed out, and kick from 43 yards out is good.
Climb on my back. We have far to go and little time to get there.
You're going to have to do, well, you get stepped on right at the end of that play. I didn't catch that, and looks like maybe that's what it was.
Twice he gets stepped on. That's
all right, there you go. Now, we'll play that once again in the next segment. And then at the start of the one where we actually pay it off, I'll play it again. It'll be three times I play it. Played it once right there. Hopefully you made some good progress in identifying those clips, who they are, what they are. You don't have to be like on the music one, just say what that is. That's all you have to do.
Is that an actual song or is that for a specific movie?
It's a song.
Okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So have you been following the Paralympics at all? I mean, it's not really in our wheelhouse, but a couple of things have stood out to me that are interesting about the Paralympics.
That's a fun question.
About the Paralympics. Well, the reason why I asked that is
I don't think anyone on a radio has ever said that. Hey, have you been following the Paralympics? No.
Well, the reason why I say that, the reason why I'm following it is because there are two things that stood out to me. And I'm not following it. I'm just following these stories. So
was it the one-armed bow and arrow guy?
Okay, I guess three stories. We've already covered that one. That dude who doesn't he has no arms.
Oh yeah, no arms. Yeah, he does it with his mouth.
We interviewed the dude who shoots bow and arrow archery with his feet. To me, these three stories are as significant as anyone who does something amazing in the Olympics, like who sets a Bolt with the records that he sets in his running. These things are just as, or maybe even more phenomenal in the fact that they're able to accomplish these physical things with not the same equipment that you and I have. But this guy does have the same equipment. It's just unbelievable. He's known as the Beast from the Middle East. He's a Paralympian who plays volleyball, but it's seated volleyball. They play seated volleyball there. And this dude Iran's Morteza something foreign, I cannot say the last name, is 8'1".
That's not fair. Is that his only ailment?
The sitting volleyball Paralympian has given the people of Iran hope that they can claim the gold medal, according to an article from the Daily Mail. Diagnosed with acromegaly, which is what Andre the Giant had.
He shouldn't be in the Paralympics if that's his only thing.
A hormonal disorder that causes abnormal bone development, the 28-year-old is taking the Rio Games by storm.
This guy could, like, block or spike sitting down. Not fair. Why wasn't he on the regular team?
Not only is Mirzad, as he likes to be called, the tallest athlete at the games, he's also the tallest person in Iran. He's probably one of the tallest people ever. 8'1". He's 8'1".
And in one of the pictures, they put him next to, like, a Tyrion Lannister-looking fella.
Just think, he's more than a foot taller than Shaq. Shaq is 7 foot?
7'1", yeah.
7'1"? This guy looks down at Shaq O'Neal. His height makes him a perfect specimen in a game in which the net is only a little over 1 meter tall. So the net is, what? What is that? It's 1.15 meters, so what is that, 3.5 to 4 feet?
Yeah, 4 feet.
A 4 foot net. And players are permitted to block the serves of opponents.
That's not fair. He has a 6'4" wingspan. Just stretch his arm out.
And this is all done while seated. He's become instrumental in Iran's gold medal push, the article reads. At 15, he was in a bike accident, injured his pelvis, caused his right leg to stop growing, and as a result, is 15 centimeters shorter than his left. So all sorts of weird growth maladies. He has acromegaly. And then while he has acromegaly, he sustains an injury that prevents one body part from growing any further. If you're him, it's like, what is going on here? I'm 8'1". I look like a more lean Andre the Giant, and one leg stopped growing.
I wonder how tall he was at that time. 15 is probably like 7'1".
The injury makes walking almost unbearable for the gentle giant that he often uses a wheelchair just to get around. The accident and his acromegaly left him feeling like an outsider and alienated himself from the outside world until a coach spotted him on TV and pondered the possibilities.
It says he's 6'4" from a seated position, right? Think about that. He's taller than any of us.
Well, there's
he's taller than like an Allen Iverson type.
And they're not in chairs. They're just seated on their bottoms, the players in the volleyball game. But you're right. 6'4" seated. Incredible. And well, they're kicking ass with this guy leading the charge, man.
How old is he?
He's in his late 20s. People with acromegaly, typically the lifespan is dramatically shorter.
This is the last Olympics.
Then there's Egypt's armless table tennis player, Ibrahim Hamadou. Okay, he's playing table tennis. Most of his opponents have like one arm or a leg. He has no arms.
Oh, he's playing with his mouth.
He puts the paddle in his mouth, and then the ball is on the ground, the ping pong ball. He picks it up with his foot, throws it in the air, and then he whips his head around and hits the ball.
I want to see the video of this one.
It's remarkable.
Is he good, or is he just kind of like, hey?
No, he's very good. I don't, despite his two defeats, he says he expressed his joy for making it to the Paralympic Games, just his joy for playing in them is all he was looking to do. I don't think he won, but I don't know if he's, I don't think he's like Forrest Gump in the film when he just lights the world on fire.
Are any TV stations carrying it, or is like NBCSN carrying it?
I haven't seen. The only thing I've seen about the Paralympics have been these two. In fact, I knew about the archer who we talked about. Mm-hmm. I saw a video of this dude, the armless table tennis player who puts the paddle in between his teeth. And then while researching that this morning, 8'1" dude popped up, and I said, well, we're going to do a whole break dedicated to the Paralympics here. This is remarkable.
How long do you think he's going to live for?
The 8'1" guy?
Yeah, the 8'1" guy.
Yeah, you know,
because not only is he, enormous, but like the leg thing,
yeah,
that can't be good for like bones.
No, it's terrible. And the thing about acromegaly is you never stop growing. You never stop growing. Like the guy who was in the Guinness Book of World Records, I forgot his name, his famous dude. Mm-hmm. Black and white photos, everybody's seen him. Dude with glasses. Robert Ludlow, I think was his name. I think he was an American. He, I think 40s was, and then it just something goes haywire.
He's going to be like 8'4" by the next Olympics.
He's going to keep growing. Man.
Surprised they found a shirt for him.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's custom. I'm sure it's custom gear.
They took a parachute, cut it up.
Right. When we come back, we'll play that clip again for you. Maybe you can get your ducks in a row trying to win those Lions tickets. We'll do that next. We are in the Mapesnet.com bankruptcy studios. We have a podcast that goes up every day, put together by Tyler Doan. What you do is you go to WBBL.com. You can also get it on iTunes or Audio Boom. iTunes to download, search Eric Zane Show, Audio Boom. Search Eric Zane, and you'll be able to find that. You can get the show. Anything at all you miss, available free podcast brought to you, paid for by American RV. As we said, emails are from Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. And if you call the show at 800-785-1073, thanks to Alan Bobbs for that. We're in the Mapesnet.com bankruptcy studios. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.